another Wednesday Whiskey Review from you boys at Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we got a Laphroaig Kärcsös Warehouse 1. So this is a special edition that they release every year. It's called their Kärcsös series. They release it in line with a festival, and they release a different line of this every single year. So normally, when you have this, you're not going to be able to get it again. It's a very limited edition seasonal release, and normally once it's gone, it's gone. So Michael got this Warehouse 1. You want to tell them a little bit about it and where we could potentially get it from?
Yes, if it's still available, because I did get this a while ago, recently opened it. So if it's still available, definitely pick it up. It's a great option. It's 104 proof, 104.4 to be exact. It was on sale when I picked it up. The original release price was about $100 US. Once it hit the on sale, just because they were trying, a lot of stores were just trying to move it, they dropped it to anywhere from $30 to $50 after tax. So within that range, it is a Islay Scotch. Obviously, it's Laphroaig. It's finished in a ex-bourbon cask, and it's 100% malted barley for the mash. This is something that's very sweet in regards to a typical Laphroaig Scotch, but it's delicious, and if you're trying to work your way around the regions to understand Scotch, this is something that you could probably have and start to understand Laphroaig without absolutely obliterating your taste buds. So I'm excited to hear Derek's response on this, because I think this has been, golly gee, two and a half years since you've had it.
Yeah,
so
it's been a while.
Yeah, so I'm excited for his reaction, but we'll start with label branding.
Well, before we get into that, let's talk about our sponsor a little bit. So our sponsor for Wednesday Whiskey Reviews is our friends over at Colonial Wine and Spirits in the Five Corners of Orchard Park in that Tops Plaza. If you know Mike and I, we always are looking for the best liquor stores that have such an abundance of selection, and Colonial definitely has it. They have a wide Scotch selection, a whole section dedicated to bourbon with a ton of different options that are also organized alphabetically, which I think is awesome, because there's been people that go into a liquor store looking for a specific option and they have nowhere to even start on the shelf. Whereas they're like, oh, you want Yellowstone? Look at the bottom shelf. It does annoy reps, though, because it's like, why are you putting Widow Jane on the absolute bottom, buried behind a cart or something like that? But it's a really cool place. Go check it out. You can use our code in the description to get 10% off or something along those lines. We'll outline it in the description. We haven't formalized that part of the discussion yet, but it'll be probably 10% off, and our code will be in the description for you to pick up this bottle if it's available, or any other bottle of whiskey or wine that you potentially would like. So thank you to our friends over at Colonial Wine and Spirits. We appreciate you.
And tequilas.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, label branding, what do you got?
I love the blue. It's not necessarily a ribbon, but it's blue. A ribbon across the bottle. I think it's gorgeous. Green bottles matter. Oh, and yeah. Obviously, it comes with packaging, which is sweet. I do like that the bottle kind of mirrors the packaging. Sometimes distilleries throw you for aloof, and they change up what the bottle looks like compared to the packaging. But this is pretty spot on, which is nice for my OCD. Personally speaking, but I do like it a lot. I also love that it's a real cork. I like the cork topper being white, and they stamped it with the region, as well as the distillery logo. So it just makes me smile inside.
And they perforated the ribbon there, so you can rip off that pretty easily.
Yes.
You threw me kind of off a couple weeks ago when you talked about the opening experience for packaging, because you look at the way that it is facing when you open it.
Yes.
Was this facing the right way?
Yes.
I never look at it, so don't ask me about anything that I open, because I have zero idea.
Well, now you will, but that was...
I still don't.
That was a touch of... that was probably a touch of tism, but it's fine. It's just a very small detail that I noticed, but now I'm very peculiar to it. So it is what it is.
This is a really cool packaging. Everyone knows that Scotch is like the standard. If you're not putting your stuff in packaging and it doesn't look this pretty, you're kind of slacking off. So what are you getting? A++?
Yes.
For packaging?
A++ for label branding.
Okay. Nose. Let's go, baby.
Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
Mother Earth, bro. Mother Earth is coming in strong. But it's not off-putting.
I'm actually getting more tobacco, cigar-type smell, rather than Mother Earth.
I am getting some of that. I'm getting a lot of sea salt as well.
Yeah.
So sea salt, peat, tobacco.
You're getting a little vanilla, not caramel. You're definitely getting a little vanilla, but it's mostly like a very light tobacco for me.
I'm going to go A minus. I love this nose.
Yeah, there's a little iodine or like minerally note to it too that is kind of like a wet rock, maybe.
Wet rock. Right on the coast, brother.
Yeah.
Right on the coast.
I like this.
I do as well.
It's interesting because you said that you picked this up on sale, and this one is always on sale. And we'll get into it because I haven't tasted this in a while, but I don't understand why nobody buys this as opposed to the other Karjas.
Right.
Maybe because it's finished in bourbon and everyone's just sick of bourbon.
Maybe, or they just, I don't know, they might discredit it because of it being on sale.
Or maybe Uncle Donnie's tariffs, maybe. No.
We'll figure that out.
All right, initial taste? Or do we give it? Did we give it a
rating? Yeah, we went A minus.
A minus, nailed it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, initial taste.
You see? It's so sweet. There's so much sugar in this. It's so sweet for an Islay Scotch.
Yeah, it is very sweet. Very salty.
Yes. I'm getting salt, sugar, peat, baking spice.
Omaha Steaks makes it easy to keep great food on hand, so dinner time is simple and convenient. And right now, you can get 12 free burgers and free shipping for life when you shop at omahasteaks.com/yourplan. Only Omaha Steaks gives you the freedom to set your menu your way with no commitments. Choose extra-aged, hand-carved steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, and so much more. Order once or set up recurring shipments for more savings, more convenience, and inflation-proof pricing. Want to change your menu? No problem. Swap items, skip a shipment, or cancel at any time with no questions asked. You're in control to get what you want when you want it, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. At Omaha Steaks, it's all about you. Visit omahasteaks.com/yourplan to sign up for recurring shipments and get 12 free burgers, a $431 per year value, and free shipping for life. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
We're shipping Easter gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send gift baskets?
For sure.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Ending notes already coming through. It travels really well through your sinus cavity, which is also an enjoyable experience, unless you got to blow your nose like my boy to my left, your right.
Allergies are crushing me. We had the windows open the other night. It was great, but also killed me. definitely salty. I think some of that like fungus note is coming through on the initial taste. It's definitely a little peaty, but to me, it's more of that like decomposing fungal note.
What is wrong? What are you, a criminal justice major?
I am.
Obviously, dude, that's the joke. Goodness.
It's good.
Smells like decomposing rot.
I mean, I've seen too many of those.
Specifically down in the South Carolina region where I did my intern time. Just kidding, he didn't, but he wanted to. You never would have moved back.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's very fungus in the initial taste. Salty, fungus, peaty, earthy.
What do you rate it?
Wet bog. Depressing. No.
It's giving Ernest Hemingway vibes.
Hell yeah. Initial taste, I would probably go B, check, check.
Ooh,
I'm going initial taste.
B,
you like that
check,
one?
Check. I agree. I would drink this while reading Robert Frost, no?
And do I have his book up? Where is his book? Oh, I got Robert Burns up here, bud.
Robert Burns, no worries.
The Scottish poet.
We do have some vanilla on the ending note. And when you transition from the initial taste to the ending note on that, what it really kind of brings out is the heavy Scotch notes fade away. And then you are left with a lot of like the dessert finish of this product, which is going to be a lot of vanilla, the lingering sugar, and just a touch of like never-ending smoke that just kind of lingers in a really pleasant way. And it makes you want to have another sip, but then you're forgetting that it's 104 proof. And if you just guzzle it, then it's like, well, it's also a Karchus, and I don't want to rush this. Yeah. I want to enjoy it. So it does force you to slow down because of its price point and its rarity, but it's so delicious that it makes you want to continue drinking it. So to me, it's a perfect blend.
One of the things I love about Islay whiskey is that peat element and the smoke element almost acts as, you have the initial taste, you have the ending note, but like a middle layer.
Yeah.
And it's tough to decipher when the ending note, like what's a part of the ending note and what's a part of the initial taste. Because right now, the initial taste is very salty, sweetie, and all that stuff, but that transition is full of tobacco and ash.
Mm-hmm.
And then that ending note is what you just talked about, which is very peaty, kind of a little bit thinner, but not really. Like, it's very, like, there's almost three layers to this tasting profile, which is something that I love with peaty scotches so much, is it gives you an entire experience going,
yes.
There's nothing that you're saying, oh, I wish there was a little bit more punchiness here. It's very, very delicious.
It's well-rounded.
100%.
Ending note for me, I'm going to go A-.
Okay, I agree with that.
I agree.
It's very, very good. Sugary, but also tobacco-y. It kind of rounds everything together.
Well, final rating. Derek, give me that countdown.
Three, two, one.
88. 89. So, would you have this in your collection?
For the sale price, 100%.
I agree with you. The fact that it tastes this delicious and it was on sale when you were able to buy it was just fantastic. I think a lot of people missed the mark on this. I don't think everyone gave it the chance that they should have. And it allowed the price to decrease, which was great for those in the know. However, waiting on this, because this was released around 2022, waiting on this until 25 to open, I think built a little bit of that up as well, where all of that kind of played into it. I'm very, very happy that this is in my collection. I really don't drink it a lot. As you can see, that's with two people drinking. So outside of one sitting with myself, I'm very happy that this is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a great option. And if you can find it, I definitely recommend buying it.
I completely agree. I think that, so Karchus is challenging because they bring it up as, and you'll see next week when we review a different Karchus, but it's a yearly release. There's a lot of anticipation for it. And they set the price point the same every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have this one in comparison to the other Karchuses, I agree it's not the top five or whatever for their Karchus releases.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that this isn't good. This is a very good product. And honestly, even though it's on sale in New York for like around $50, probably $20 everywhere else because New York sucks. But even though it's on sale in New York, I would still probably purchase this up to like around $70, which I think is a solid price point for this. And this is where I think that sometimes the annual releases of something special like this get pigeonholed into the same price point that did this bottle a disservice, because this definitely isn't a $99 bottle, which is what they normally are.
Yeah.
This is a $70 bottle, but since they release it every year, you kind of have to stick with that same price point, which I think is what did this more a disservice than the other.
Yeah.
So But yes, I would have this in my collection for the sale price for sure.
Good.
And up to probably $70.
I'm glad
this
you
is very
like
good.
It. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, thank you, everybody. We appreciate you tuning in to hear us out regarding Laphroaig Cartridge Warehouse 1. Feel free to like, comment, and subscribe. Of course, leaving reviews helps us as well. Just with Google automation or
automation. I love that word.
Yeah, automation, something crazy where it basically puts us at the top of the Google page. But either way, thank you guys, and we appreciate you all. Derek, take us out. Yeah!
Thank you all for tuning in. Go check out Colonial Wine and Spirits and use the discount code in the description. Let them know that your boys at the PHH sent you. If you did go to Colonial and you bought this or any other product, we do recommend that you always drink responsibly. Be a good person. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out.
Omaha Steaks makes it easy to keep great food on hand. So dinner time is simple and convenient. And right now, you can get 12 free burgers and free shipping for life when you shop at omahasteaks.com/yourplan. Only Omaha Steaks gives you the freedom to set your menu your way with no commitments. Choose extra-aged, hand-carved steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, and so much more. Order once or set up recurring shipments for more savings, more convenience, and inflation-proof pricing. Want to change your menu? No problem. Swap items, skip a shipment, or cancel at any time with no questions asked. You're in control to get what you want when you want it. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. At Omaha Steaks, it's all about you. Visit omahasteaks.com/yourplan to sign up for recurring shipments and get 12 free burgers, a $431 per year value, and free shipping for life. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.